Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
24521.
Two, 24541, thank you.
No, 24521.
24521, thank you. First and last name?
Melanie Mays.
Shipping address for security purposes, please, ma'am.
229 Misty Hollow Road, Amherst, Virginia, 24521. I'm calling not for shipping, though. I'm calling because there was a charge on my card that needs to be canceled.
Let me try to pull up an account so I can further assist you. Give me one moment. Give me one moment. I see here note was on October 28th for $5.74 for KitchenAid. Do you recall that order?
I do not, and there was actually another charge yesterday of $67 and something from the same company. And if it was a KitchenAid in October, I haven't even received the package.
Okay, what I'm going to do, because you're saying that you didn't do the order then, ma'am, I'm going to go ahead and cancel your account, and I'm going to transfer you over to the car department. Whoever placed the order, we will do a penalty or a fine towards them because they never had the authorization to create the order. Will that be okay?
That's fine.
Okay. Give me one moment, I'm still here with you. Stay on the line, ma'am, while you get transferred over to the fraud department so they can further assist you with this account. And while I replace the order, they will do a penalty or fine towards them. And then we'll assist you with the whole account as well, the charges that you did not authorize us.
Okay.
So stay on the line, please. Let's see. Give me a moment.